In a video taken late last month in eastern Ukraine, a group of soldiers creeps through the woods and comes to the edge of a clearing. A Russian armored vehicle is rumbling about 100 yards away. One of the soldiers kneels. He puts an anti-tank weapon to his shoulder and fires. The Russian vehicle explodes. The men in the video are a small group of Americans and Brits who came to Ukraine to fight the Russian invasion. During a recent break in Kyiv for some rest, four men from that team agreed to talk to me about their experience. Some of them are comfortable using their first names. Others spoke on the condition that NPR doesn't disclose their identities. We meet on a sunny afternoon in a hip outdoor cafe in central Kyiv.
Where would you like to start?
That's the group's commander. Like most men on their team, he's a military veteran. In his case, a 30-year-old former captain in the British Army. He's got a shock of short blonde hair, and his call sign, he says half-joking, is Princess. He says he was relaxing on a beach in the Middle East when the war started. And like many people, he didn't think it would last long. But after Ukraine held on for a few days, he decided to come help.
You know, my hands were shaking when I made the decision. And that was on, you know, day three of the war. But I couldn't sit back drinking margaritas on the beach when I knew that I could have some sort of effect there. Even if it had just been the humanitarian aid or just training the locals, I didn't expect to be doing what I am doing now.
The other Brit at the table, a former Royal Marine commando, followed a similar path. After the war started, he quit his job as a security contractor in Iraq and flew back to England. He packed a bag, caught a flight to Poland, and then crossed the border into Ukraine on foot. In the early days, he says, were chaotic and included a run-in with Ukraine's intelligence service, the SBU.
We had a few problems. I think the SBU kicked that door down a couple of times thinking we were spies, put weapons to our heads, and very quickly realized we were their friends, and they were sweet after that.
The Brits at the table are chatty, the Americans less so. One of them is a former Navy SEAL who listens closely but doesn't say much. The other is a 22-year-old from Tampa, Florida. His name is Ed.